we go, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer podcast, a podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule to try to figure out who are the players that we should be targeting for streams in order to maximize our chances to win our head-to-head matchups by getting all those games, hopefully from good players. If this is your first episode, I'll do the spiel one last time. We're looking for the most games possible from good players, but with the caveat that we're trying to avoid those busy nights, since there's no point adding a player just for him to sit on your bench. Though, for week four coming up, you don't really have to worry about that. It's a really nice, friendly schedule for streaming, which is the exact opposite of what we just dealt with for week three, where every single team played on Tuesday and it was impossible to find anyone with a really great schedule, save for like the New Jersey Devils, who had three off day games. So this is going to be like, I got a lot of teams I can get to in this episode. Like, I'm taking a look. There's 11 teams next week that play four times, and the busiest day is Saturday with 22 games. It's possible that you even have an opening on the busiest day. So theoretically, I could just go through every single team with four games talking about streamers on those teams. Will I do that? Yeah, I think I will. I will say it's kind of tricky now to figure out like what is the best schedule of the week, because on one hand, if you have an opening on Saturday, then give me a team playing four times by Saturday. So then you can drop that streamer and get someone else on the Sunday. But of course, if you are already full on the Saturday where 22 teams are playing, then it's better to just get four off day games, which would include the Sunday, like Winnipeg, for example, who goes Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So as far as who has the best schedule of the week, again, it really depends. You're going to have to go set your roster. You should have openings every day except for Saturday, where it's iffy. So, you know, you got to check for yourself and see where you have openings. But I guess let's just dive right in here. And yeah, let's just start with the Winnipeg Jets, who, like I said, they play Monday against Toronto, then Wednesday at Detroit, Friday at Columbus, and then Sunday against Tampa Bay. So it's four games, those Detroit and Columbus games. Maybe they'll be able to score some goals. Tarasov has been pretty good, though. So who even knows outside of the Detroit game? But okay. Who are you going to stream in from the Winnipeg Jets? I'm looking at the players sub 50% rostered on Yahoo. That's usually the way I go. If you can get Cole Perfetti at this point, it's kind of hard to not want him with that good schedule. He's 30% rostered. He might not be available for you anymore. I'm recording this, by the way. It's 9 p.m. on Saturday night right now, so I don't know what the final result of this game against Calgary is going to be. Right now, Perfetti is pointless, but before that, he has been on a nice run. He had an assist against Seattle, three assists versus St. Louis. He also had a two goal, two assist game a little while back. I still don't love the deployment for Perfetti. He's playing on this line with Ehlers and Namestnikov, and he's not on the top power play. So I don't think he's like a sure thing or anything. But if he's available, you know, he's a guy on a hot streak, high end prospect on a hot streak, kind of hard to ignore. If he's not available, or if you want to go for like a much hotter streak even, maybe take a look at Nino Niederreiter, who I really love the peripherals here. Yeah, he's scored four goals in his last three games. He's not going to keep that up. But you look at the game log, by the way, I'm not including today's game. Once again, no points so far, by the way, after two periods for Nino, but he has three shots and five hits. So if your league counts hits pretty significantly, that's definitely a boost for him. I'm looking at the game log. Every single game, you're seeing like two, three, even five shots, and then like two, three, five hits. So you're just getting something for sure. And then, like I said, the goals have been starting to go in. This is a third liner, second power play. But if you need a streamer, like I said, you get Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Nino Niederreiter is looking pretty good. So yeah, him or Perfetti. I guess I have to go Perfetti, though my gut kind of says Nino. But I feel like the masses probably know what they're doing. There's some cold streaks over on Winnipeg, by the way. I don't really usually get into this on this show, but like Gabe Vilardi is super cold. Hold for one more week, right? He has a good schedule. I feel like this is the type of situation where, yeah, it's frustrating. Maybe you see some other appealing free agents, but I feel like the fact that Winnipeg has a good schedule means you might as well hold him. He still has top line, top power play. See if things change by the end of the week. Okay, so that's the Winnipeg Jets. Let's continue through the other teams that have four off day games. And I'm going to assume that the Saturday doesn't count as an off day game, because 22 games is actually, it's full enough, right? So anyway, I'll stop like talking about whether or not the Saturday is full or not. Once again, just check for yourself. Okay. But yeah, I'm going to go for the teams that only have non-Saturday and four games to give the obvious like streamers that are for sure going to get four games for you. So next up, let's go to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa plays also Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Tampa is a tricky team, of course, to stream from because they really load things up. Like, you know, you're not going to get Kucherov, Gensel, Point, Hedman. Brandon Hagel is rostered all over. So it's like, who's left? There's no one on the top power play anymore. There wasn't any value, it turned out, from Darren Radish on the top power play. And he's been bumped since then. So yeah, I guess we're looking at the guys who are not, you know, getting the top power play, but are still getting decent enough deployment. And I guess we got to look at the guys playing with Brandon Hagel, right? So in today's game against Washington, again, a not completed game yet, but Hagel is playing with Anthony Cirelli and Connor Geeky, which is kind of interesting to me. Connor Geeky is a fun prospect who they got in the Sergachev deal. He only has one assist in 8 games on the season, so obviously you're not going to be going for him. He's hardly getting any ice time. For a while, it was Nick Paul on that line, but I guess things have started to change. Anthony Cirelli, if he's still available to, he's on a great streak. He had that 4 assist game, the 8-5 win against New Jersey, followed that up with an assist against Minnesota. Sorelli's always like solid. He's a good streamer. Like, that's what he is. He's not necessarily ever a season hold, but I really like Cirelli as like a guy who's probably going to get you at least 2 assists in those 4 games. I really doubt he's going to go pointless. And then who knows, maybe he can have another big game like he did, earlier this week. He also has had a couple other multi-point games throughout the season. He had 2 assists against Ottawa back on October 19th. He had a goal and an assist against Vancouver in the third game of the season, or I guess second game of the season, because the original second game was postponed. So Anthony Cirelli, I think, is a solid enough streamer for you and worth going for. Nick Paul's also been on a hot streak. I don't love this line combination of him being on the third line, but also he's on a 5-game point streak. I doubt it will last. I see he has a bit of a high shooting percentage. I see Paul has an assist in today's game on a Mitchell Chaffee goal. So yeah, I would take Cirelli over Nick Paul, but I guess you could do worse. I'm not super excited about Nick Paul. On defense, by the way, Yanis Moser has gone on a really nice run for my opponent, or at least he had that one big game against New Jersey, 1 goal, 2 assists. I guess he's gone quiet in the next couple. But if you need D, but I guess the thing is, you're not really going for like a good streaming schedule. Like, if you need D, then you could probably fit them in any day. But yeah, so this is a team that plays 4 times. Maybe you look there. I could have mentioned Neil Pionk, maybe on Winnipeg. I would definitely take Neil Pionk over Yanis Moser if they're both available. Okay, so the next team here with 4 off day games is the New York Islanders. They go Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Here's the thing with the Islanders. Patrick Waugh's going nuts with these lines. He's changing it all the time. I don't even know what to tell you in terms of like what the lines are going to be. I think especially with 4 games, there's no way they're going to stay the same. So all we can look at is just kind of like who seems to be trending in a good direction. It seems like Barzal and Horvat are back together in today's game against Florida. We'll see, you know, if that lasts. But, you know, those guys aren't available to you. You're not getting Dobson. You're not getting Brock Nelson. But Kyle Palmieri continues to produce. He has a goal and an assist today against Florida to follow up on his goal and an assist against New Jersey. So 2 multi-point games. Palmieri is in that top 6. He's like shuffling, like I don't even know if it is a top power play or second power play. They're giving, like, you know, especially when they split Barzal and Horvat up. But Palmieri is always in the picture there. So he's someone doing really well. I think he makes for a really good streamer. Also, Anders Lee has been taking some shots and has been doing okay. Like, he's a guy who I look at the game log and I'm like, this looks really good. Like, you look at the shots for Anders Lee, I'm seeing a 6-shot game, a 3-shot game, 5, 4, 7. Like, every game he's shooting a ton. So it's interesting. Like, but he's Anders Lee. He always lets us down. But maybe that's not fair. But I think, those are probably your top 2 streamers there. If you need a banger guy, there's obviously Alexander Romanov, though I'm seeing that he has an upper body injury. So forget him, I guess. But if he does come back, then he's good. Maybe you stash him and you get him for the games later in the week. I don't know how serious this injury is going to be. We'll look into it for the Sunday show, maybe. But yeah, so that's over. There's still Maxim Siplikov, who's been getting some good deployment. Hasn't been doing too much with it, though. I see he does have 2 assists today, actually, against Florida. So if you think that's the start of a hot streak, that's someone to check out. But yeah, I definitely think Kyle Palmieri will be my top, like, as of now, my top streamer of the week, probably, with this great schedule. So you can mark that down, Trev. And Anders Lee, honestly, yeah, I don't know what let me give you the lines so far today for the Islanders, according to Frozen Tools. They've got Anders Lee playing with JG Pageau and Casey Cizikas. Yeah, like, it doesn't look great, but I love the shots. You know me, I'm a sucker for shots. It's been Simon Holmstrom playing with Barzal and Horvat. Not interested. I don't care. He's been there before, never does anything. And then Nelson with Palmieri and Siplikov. So yeah, give me, Palmieri, then Lee, then Siplikov as our potential streamers from the Islanders. Okay, next up, one last team who plays 4 games, not including the Saturday, is the Calgary Flames, going Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. The big news in Calgary, obviously, is that Yegor Sharangovic has finally returned to play his first game. This is today against Winnipeg. Again, the game's not over. They're in the third period. Maybe I should have waited a little longer to record this, but hey, look, I gotta get to bed here at some point. And this is just how it worked out. So I apologize for like the mid-game updates. So far, nothing for Sharangovic. He's got a couple hits, no shots. We're in the third period against the Winnipeg Jets. The lines that Calgary have been rolling put Sharangovic with Nazem Kadri and Andrei Kuzmenko, which is obviously the best place, and also on the top power play with Huberdeau, Kadri, Kuzmenko, and Mackenzie Weegar. So even though Sharangovic doesn't have any points today, I feel like if he's available in free agency, now's a great time to snap him up. He's 38% rostered, so there's like a decent chance that he's not available. But if he is, look, if you're a league that, for example, that doesn't have a lot of IR plus spots or something, so you haven't been able, people haven't been able to stash, maybe they did end up dropping Sharangovic, especially if he does badly today, that means you have a better chance of getting him. So yeah, I would definitely take a look at him being a top line, top power play guy coming into a 4-game week with a good schedule, the off days. Yeah, you definitely could do a lot worse. Blake Coleman, 42% rostered. He has the Anders Lee stat line, right? Like, he doesn't have like a ton of points, but Blake Coleman has like so many shots every game, so many hits. He's just such a great, reliable, like floor guy. So if he's out there, like, I'd grab him, but I guess he probably doesn't count for the purposes of this show. As far as like lower end guys, like Connor Zary, like, unfortunately, he's lost a little bit of deployment with Sharangovic coming back, but that hasn't stopped him from getting another assist today. He had an assist in the previous game as well. Still, like, a decent number of shots, 3 shots today so far in this game against Winnipeg. Zary's been playing on a line with Coleman and Backlund. I don't mind that. Obviously, I'd prefer he was on the top power play, but if he gets dropped because people are, like, worried about Sharangovic, like, for this good schedule, once again, go ahead and grab Connor Zary and see how long he can keep this hot streak going. Maybe he's just like a really good player and he's able to produce even without the top deployment. But yeah, so I guess those are the options. Like, you've got Mikael Backlund. He's been like solid enough lately. He had a goal today. Backlund's always like, I just like him. I like him as a streamer. I think I've mentioned him already on the show earlier this season. I feel like he has a decent floor. He's always playing a ton of minutes. Like, if Calgary scores a goal, he might be in on it. So yeah, I would always like fall back to Mikael Backlund when Calgary has a good schedule, if you can, you know, if you can get him, if you don't hear anyone else that you're more interested in. So I guess those are the big names over in Calgary that I'm taking a look at. Okay, so that is the four teams with the 4 guaranteed days. But like I said, there's still a lot of teams playing 4 games, with one of them being the Saturday, and you might be able to fit in the Saturday. So we'll get to those in just a sec after this quick break. The quest for the Stanley Cup has begun. The puck's dropped on the 24-25 season. Get in on all the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get started. Try betting on something simple like picking a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. I recall I did a show with Victor at the start of the season talking about Calder candidates. Taking a look at the updated odds now, it's Matvei Michkov as the clear runaway favorite, according to DraftKings Sportsbook. That was my prediction, just saying. But of course, that means good odds on other players if you think that they'll do it. And if you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN, stands for the Hockey Podcast Network, for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
Going to a live sporting event, it's the best. It's so fun. I just went to the Toronto Raptors season opener last week. At least it started really exciting. The fans were crazy. It was a really fun time. But of course, then they stunk and lost. But of course, I'm telling you all this because I want to talk about our friends over at Game Time, a place to buy tickets to go and experience live sporting events, including hockey games or concerts or shows or whatever, for yourself. Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out all the fluff and shows you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of of tickets. I thought just for fun, I'd take a look at the cost to go see a game in Washington, the Washington Capitals. Just it'd be cool to watch this OV chasing the record. Man, these ticket prices are crazy. I'm like, if you want to see the Montreal Canadiens at the Capitals on October 31st, it's next Thursday. It says there's tickets from $10, $10 plus over on game time. Or if you want to get a super deal on a like a really good seat, I'm seeing $67. It shows you super deal. You can actually get filters by like how good of a deal it is, how what percent off it is off of the typical price you'd expect for a ticket like that. It's really handy. Man, I feel like it might be cheaper for me to like fly to Washington and go see this Habs Capitals game versus, you know, seeing the same game over in Montreal. But hey, that's an option to you with our friends at Game Time. They also have some other really cool features. I really like the Game Time guarantee. You're guaranteed the best price. And if you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time! Welcome back to Elon's Matchup Maximizer. We are going through the week four schedules, looking at teams that play four times at this point. That's the plan for the rest of this episode to see who you can grab. Again, you're going to want to check the specific positions you may have available on Saturday, the only somewhat busy day with 22 teams playing. Let's start with the Boston Bruins, who go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. That's two games against Philly in there. We know their goaltending isn't great. The Sunday game is against Seattle. Yes, especially if they're playing Grubauer. That's a good opportunity for points. I think I have a name for you, okay? Pavel Zacha has been bad. You know, like, look, I could come in and just tell you guys on hot streaks, which I do a lot because this is the nature of this kind of show, is like under the radar guys who are doing well that maybe haven't been scooped up yet. But there's also the flip side, players who were drafted and then maybe have been dropped. And now you're just wondering, like, they're, you know, they're on your watch list, but they still continue to do nothing. And you're like, eh, but then I think that the prime time to finally give one of those guys a shot is when the team has a good schedule, because you're going to get the extra games and there's a chance that it could turn out to be a hold. I said to hold Vilardi for that reason. And I'd say if Pavel Zacha has been dropped in your league, now's a good chance to take him on. Like, he's been nothing. He does have an assist today against Toronto. There's 10 minutes left, by the way. It's 3-2 for Boston. Let's see if the Bruins will hold on. But yeah, the thing with Zacha, he's on the top power play. He's playing with Pastrnak, Lindholm, Marchand, and McAvoy on power play one. I like that. Zacha also today, at least, playing with Pastrnak and Lindholm. I know they've been playing around with the lines a little bit, but that is good. Like, if you're playing with Pastrnak at even strength and on the power play, yes. Like, check, check, check. I don't care if you're on a cold streak. If you have a good schedule and you're playing with Pastrnak at all strengths, I say go for it. So I think that's like, I'm going to put him, look at this, a guy on a cold streak, I'm putting him as my next like top streamer of the week with Palmieri. I like Zacha quite a lot for his deployment. And if he's been dropped, he's down to 18% rostered in Yahoo. So I feel like that's fair game here. So yeah, check out Pavel Zacha. Let's go to the Chicago Blackhawks next. There was like a brief moment where it looked like Alex Vlasic was getting top power play over Seth Jones. They talked about it on Short Shifts on Thursday. And that's already changed, by the way. So yeah, it's like four games, three off day. Well, every day is an off day again, except for Saturday. Give me a break, everybody. Okay, but anyways, you know, I'm back to not caring about Alex Vlasic, just like I didn't before. Obviously, my interest was piqued, but that's over today. Chicago is playing against Dallas. Not doing too much. The lines have been Bedard, Teravainen, and Lucas Reichel. So that's definitely interesting, but also this is something that could obviously change. And also even like Teravainen, who I was so stoked on earlier, is all of a sudden now pointless in four games. Well, in three games, and we'll see how things end. They're halfway through the game right now today against Dallas. So yeah, playing with Bedard, like, you know, is great, but it's maybe not as sure of a thing as maybe I was hoping it would be. Bedard, by the way, only one goal in his last four games. That is including today. So one goal in his last 3.5 games. Yeah, it's, makes it tricky because who else are you going to recommend on this team to stream? So look, like I said, Lucas Reichel is in a good spot with first of all, Teravainen, if he's been dropped, I would still go for him playing with Bedard at even strength and power play. So, you know, he's 46% rostered. So maybe you can get Teravainen. If you can't get him, I doubt this Lucas Reichel thing will last. Honestly, I think I would just go for someone that's like for sure going to be on the top power play. And that would be like a Tyler Bertuzzi or maybe even a Nick Foligno. None of these guys have been that great. Bertuzzi, though, did have a goal a couple games ago against Vancouver, had four shots in the previous game against Nashville. So maybe he's starting to turn it around a little bit. So I'm not saying like go nuts, like for sure pick Tyler Bertuzzi, but I think for a week with four games, if you can fit all of them, you can do worse. But there is a decent chance Chicago only scores like five times in the four games. Right? They play Colorado, who seemed bad for a while, but all of a sudden now Anunin has been really great. So I could see Anunin like shutting out Chicago on Monday if he plays. Thursday, it's against San Jose. So maybe they can score some goals there. Then they got LA and Anaheim to end the week. Anaheim, you know, don't be fooled. Dostal is definitely capable of closing the door there. So, I'm not super excited about any of these Blackhawks, but I guess I'd go with Tyler Bertuzzi if he's out there and you really want to pick one of them. Next up, the Columbus Blue Jackets. Now, this is a team to stream from. I love Columbus on a week where they play four times. Plus, they give you the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So if you have the room on Saturday, you're getting your four games and you could even move on. Or maybe you'll want to hold on to your Columbus streamer because some of them are just doing really well. Like Yegor Chinnikov, only 28% rostered. If you can get him, he's crushing it, right? He was pointless against Toronto. Now he's pointless against Nashville in this game that's around halfway through. So before that, he had a point in every game to start the season. And I'm definitely not losing faith in Chinnikov just yet. Not that I think he's going to be like a superstar, but he's playing with Fantilli today. We'll see how that goes. And a guy named Mikhail Pythia, for what it's worth. So Kirill Marchenko, the top line has been Monahan, Marchenko, and Cole Sillinger. So if Marchenko is like still out there, like, or Monahan, like I like all, like they're all potentially available. Monahan only 17% rostered on Yahoo. He continues to produce. He had a goal and an assist versus Toronto in that 6-2 win earlier this week. So Monahan definitely I would grab. I feel like he should be a hold, right? That's surprising. He's only 17% rostered on Yahoo. Definitely a lot higher in Kakupful percent rostered. Marchenko had a goal and an assist against Toronto. He already has a goal today against Nashville. Like, I feel like Marchenko and, like, can I even call these guys? Like, Trev, if you'll let me, then definitely my streamers of the week are Marchenko and Monahan. Like, even higher than Chinnikov because they're on the top line. But all three, for sure, like, pretty good. I mentioned Cole Sillinger has been playing on that line with Monahan and Marchenko. And Cole Sillinger, you know, not too bad now. He's up to 4 points in seven games. We'll see if he can, you know, increase that before the end of this seventh game, which is ongoing. But yeah, not a bad stat line. It's a former, you know, a 12th overall pick. So he's not a nobody. Plus, he's taken some shots. He hits every once in a while. So I like Cole Sillinger. This is like if you're in a league where all the like obvious guys who are on scorching hot streaks are taken, then yeah, I think Cole Sillinger is worth a look as someone only 1% rostered on Yahoo. So you can call this like a super deep cut guy to look at. And like I said, he's doing not too badly lately and he's getting good deployment. So like what more could you want, right? Also, there's been news that Dmitry Voronkov has been practicing. I don't know when he's going to come back, but if it turns out he's back, like he could potentially get a really good roster spot. So pay attention to him. Next up, we've got the San Jose Sharks, another schedule similar to Columbus that they end before the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday for the Sharks. And like, look, like what are we doing here if Mikael Granlund is still available in your league? Like, he go get him. He's 35% rostered on Yahoo. He's taken all over in Kakupful, of course. He's had an incredible season. San Jose often only scores one or two goals in a game, and it's pretty much always Granlund getting in on it, which maybe could be a sign of something unsustainable. Yeah, he's probably not going to continue his 9 points in eight games. I don't think he's going to be a 90-point guy this year, but he was around a 70-point guy last year. So he's shown he has it in him. He's taking a ton of shots. I love Mikael Granlund. I drafted him in my couple divisions, so that's obviously a part of the reason. But yeah, he's just been so incredible, so solid. He doesn't count, I'm sure. But if he did, get him, okay? He's good. And then we want to take a look at who's been playing with Granlund, okay? So it's been Toffoli and Eklund. So if you can get, like, Toffoli's like 56% rostered. He doesn't count. But Eklund only 11% rostered. And Eklund has been pretty solid. He had an assist in that last game against Anaheim. Or sorry, he was pointless against LA in the last game. The previous game, he had an assist versus Anaheim. Talk about Eklund. He had a goal against Colorado in the game before that. He's taking two or three shots every single game, playing a ton of minutes. So definitely, like, grab William Eklund for this great schedule, especially if you can fit him on the Saturday. I'd be totally happy to do that. And then, hey, if you want a defense, if you want to take a shot on someone, this guy named Jack Thompson has played 3 games this season, seems to have taken over on the top power play from Wallman. So I don't know how long that's going to last, but maybe worth a shot. If you were thinking of taking Alex Vlasic when you saw he was on the top power play on Chicago, I mean, you know, it's exciting to play with Bedard, but Granlund has more points than Bedard. So just saying, maybe you should be somewhat interested in taking someone on the top power play in San Jose. I see Thompson also has 3 blocks in each of his last 2 games. I'll be very interested to see what he does tonight against Vegas. That game's going to start in around half an hour from my current time. But yeah, definitely take a look at this Jack Thompson as a potential streamer. Like if you're full on Saturday for forwards, but have an open D spot, look, like I need to mention his name. I'll mention him again tomorrow on the podcast. We'll have that extra game of data to look at. But yeah, definitely just, I want anyone on the top power play right now in San Jose, or like on any team pretty much. Though, except I guess as I say that, I realize Alex Wenberg has been on the top power play. So forget that credo. I have no interest in Alex Wenberg. So I guess I've told you the players that I'm interested in. Mikael Granlund is playing with Toffoli and Eklund, so I want them. And then they're both on the top power play with Jack Thompson. So those are the main guys I would be taking a look at. Also, I always have time also for Fabian Zetterlund, by the way. He's not doing too terribly. Gives you hits, if nothing else. He has 4, 6, and 4 hits in his last 3 games. So you could always consider Zetterlund if you're in a deeper league and you want to get one of these Sharks. Okay, next up we have the Seattle Kraken. They have a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's 4 games, but you know, you have to make sure you have everyone on the Saturday, and there's also the Sunday. So you have to hold all through the week to get the 4 games. So not the most amazing streaming schedule, but still some interesting players over on Seattle that might be available to you. Short Shifts have already covered Jordan Eberle and talked about how he's maybe someone you want to take a look at. A goal in that last game against Winnipeg on just an incredible run for Jordan Eberle. He also had 5 shots in that game. So he would definitely be the top guy I'd grab. Like, assuming you can't get Montour or Jared McCann, Vince Dunn is injured, but pretty much everyone else might be available to you. So yeah, Jordan Eberle is definitely the hottest. The third on that line with McCann and Eberle has been Matty Beniers, who has been, of course, pretty disappointing to start the season. But hey, he had himself a good game. 2 goals and 1 assist against Winnipeg. They're going to be playing today at 10 p.m. just as I'm finishing recording this against Carolina. So obviously a tough game to score goals, but we'll see if Matty Beniers can, you know, use that as a springboard. It was 2 goals on 2 shots, which isn't incredible, but I do like the deployment, obviously playing with McCann and Eberle, who seem to be the top offensive guys at the moment. Beniers has also been playing on the top power play with McCann, Eberle, and Chandler Stephenson. So yeah, if Beniers has been dropped, I guess he kind of qualifies as a Pavel Zacha type, where I'm interested for a good schedule week to maybe give him a shot because he is getting top line, top power play. Of course, I'm much more interested in a guy playing with Pasternak than a guy playing with McCann and Eberle. So I would take Zacha over Beniers, but I think you shouldn't overlook him. And then the Jack Thompson call out of the episode for Seattle has got to be Ryker Evans, who with Vince Dunn injured, Evans has gotten a lot of ice time. He's been playing over 20 minutes this last couple games, and he's getting like shots, he's hitting, he's getting blocks. He had a goal against Colorado. He's got, what is it now, we're up to 5 points in 8 games. So it's been a really great start to the year for Ryker Evans, especially now with this increase in ice time, with this improved role with Dunn out. So yeah, if you need D, like, I'll take Ryker Evans over Jack Thompson, like, to be clear. I don't even know who Jack Thompson is. I never heard the name before a couple games ago. So yeah, definitely grab Ryker Evans if you need D. He's been taken in my cupful division. I was taking a close look, and then Angry Irish Lads like sniped him right before I was about to grab him. So good pick there. And I think Ryker Evans could end up being a hold for a long time. So definitely grab for these 4 games this week. And then, you know, you could always reassess after that. Okay, we got the Toronto Maple Leafs playing Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So this is the kind of thing where maybe for a schedule like that, you kind of want to wait till Thursday to jump on someone, because otherwise you're just getting that. Or maybe you can grab for the Monday and then drop and then grab again on the Thursday if there is a Leaf that you're interested in. Of course, is there one? Let's see. Like, they do spread out the lines, right? They've got Tavares and they've got Nylander and they've got Matthews and Marner all on separate lines. So it does mean that there should be opportunities for lots of guys to be playing with good players. It's been Nyes with Matthews and Marner. It's been Domi and Bobby McMahon with William Nylander. And then Tavares has been centering Nick Robertson and Max Pacioretty. Like, none of these, like, extra guys, like, have been doing too much. Like Matthew Nyes is 28% rostered, so he's definitely your best bet. And like, I shouldn't even like say he hasn't been doing. He's been great. I was just kind of saying that Matthew Nyes probably isn't available to you. He scored today in this game against Boston, which is now, what are we left here? Oh, 3 minutes and 50. So we'll see if Toronto can come back. We're getting near the end of the game. They're down 3-2. But yeah, Nyes has scored again today. That's his third goal in four games, fourth point in five games. So yeah, like for sure grab Matthew Nyes. Like he's not someone, like I guess if you're in a shallower league, but in a couple, I'd imagine he's rostered all over and for good reason. Looks like Oliver Ekman-Larsson is still on the top power play as of now. So he's obviously someone to still take a look at. He's up to 50% rostered though, so you're probably not going to get him. And then of the rest of the group, like there's really not anyone who's been producing. You know, like Max Domi is like fine, not even really, because like maybe he'll get you an assist, maybe two assists if you're really lucky, but like he doesn't take too many shots. I don't love the peripherals. Pacioretty's been kind of meh. Nick Robertson obviously hasn't panned out the way people were hoping. Bobby McMahon seems like he's like able to chip in something every once in a while, but honestly, I'm not too interested in any of these guys. So, you know, even like my guy, Jake McCabe, who I've always found is like a solid enough streamer for D just because he has good peripherals. It's like, I assume because he lucks into a point every once in a while with the Leafs scoring so much, but with the Leafs not scoring so much lately, that's, you know, he hasn't been that exciting either. So yeah, surprisingly, even with all the studs spread out throughout the lineup, there's not really anyone I love, but definitely like if it was allowed, I would definitely have Matthew Nyes as like my top streamer of the week, but I'm sure it's not. Okay, one last team that plays four times this week, and then we'll get out of here. This longer matchup maximizer than usual. It's the Washington Capitals, who play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So usually when you're coming up with a streamer on Washington, it's pretty straightforward. You take a look at who is Alex Ovechkin playing with in the last game today against Tampa. He's been playing with Dylan Strome and Alexei Protas. So obviously Protas is someone that might be available to you if you want to grab him. But the question is, do you? And the answer is maybe. He has, I see, three assists in his last four games going into today. Washington's losing 3-0 to Tampa. So far, no points, but three shots for Alexei Protas. So honestly, like, again, for this would be more for like a super deep league. Like I've obviously said a bunch of names that I'm more excited about, but I would take a shot on a guy playing on the top line with Alex Ovechkin. Why not? I'm not seeing much power play time for Protas, but definitely not someone to completely ignore while he's getting that deployment. And he is getting some assists, which is nice to see. I will say Pierre-Luc Dubois, only 18% rostered on Yahoo. What are these all like salary cap leagues? Like Dubois has been pretty solid this season. He has 5 points in six games going into today. I guess a lot of that came from that one goal, two assist game that just happened against Philly. But I'm seeing a lot of shots. No points, but four shots so far today for Pierre-Luc Dubois. And he also had four shots in the previous game. So yeah, I guess maybe Dubois falls into the Zaka category, except he's already kind of had that one breakout game. But if he's been dropped from someone who was drafting him, hoping he would like A, center Ovechkin and B, like do something, definitely now's a great time to grab him for a four-game schedule. And he's still on the top power play. And at even strength, he's playing with Tom Wilson and Connor McMichael. And Connor McMichael, by the way, another great name I need to point out here because he's been on a crazy hot streak, right? McMichael had no points so far today in this game against Tampa, which is almost over. But before that, he had a four-game point streak with three multi-point games. He had two goals against Philly. McMichael's been great. And like definitely it's a crazy high shooting percentage that's not going to last. But I like the deployment on that, I guess, second line. And yeah, he doesn't get second power play, but he's on a hot streak, right? So I would definitely ride that if he's still available to you. But I would take Pierre-Luc Dubois first. I will say that. I would go Dubois, then McMichael, then Protas as my potential streamers on the Washington Capitals. And then, yeah, that's probably about it. I see Nick Dowd has done some things lately. He had two straight games with goals. That's probably not going to last. So yeah, I think that pretty much does it for the streamers you might be interested in the Washington Capitals. I guess Andrew Mangiapane is there. He had also two games in a row with goals. I've never been like huge on like Mangiapane, but I guess if it's a super deep league, I'd probably have him as similarly interesting as Alexei Protas. For whatever that's worth. Okay, so that brings us to the end of this episode of Matchup Maximizer. I hope you've enjoyed it. I went through 11 teams that play four times for you, so definitely threw out a ton of names. Hopefully someone works out for you. If you like the show, we'd love for you to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast to Keeping Carlson, because you'll get all of the Matchup Maximizers. Short shifts throughout the week. Great week this past week. Great job, Ryan, joining Lewis on Tuesday. And then the classic Shams Jeremy duo on Thursday. Really great show. And then Brian and I are going to have a big mega show coming out tomorrow. Super excited to dig into everything from the past week with Brian. So like I said, make sure you're subscribed so you'll get all of the content we have coming to you. Good luck finishing off your week three matchups, and also good luck with your streaming for week five. I hope you get some gems. Definitely, you have a lot of great options. Sometimes that can make things harder, right? When you have too many options. So I'll be definitely interested to hear who people go with. I always love feedback. We have a Matchup Maximizer channel on the Keeping Carlson Patron Discord. Hit me up if you ended up adding someone based on what you heard me say on this episode. But with that, I will say good night. Good luck to everyone, and good luck to the Leafs. Are they going to come back and win this game? What's the score right now here? Now that I'm done recording a podcast, I can get back to paying attention to games. 1 minute and 38 seconds left. Ooh, I wonder if I can bring up the game and watch this exciting final minute. See ya, everybody.